They are everywhere, right before you and hidden around the globe. From every nook and cranny, the world's weirdest, most bizarre, unimaginable, and dumbest moments are brought to you. From places all the way up to us humanoids, the world will never cease to amaze you. The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, where the weird, the bizarre, the unimaginable, and the dumbest moments are what's up. From places and animals, all the way up to us humanoids. So grab yourself a glass of lemonade and kick off your shoes for a bit while I tell you what's going on. We're going to start off this week's episode with a little bit of a heartwarming moment that is completely out of the ordinary, completely bizarre, and called Dang It, I Want One. I do. So, what we got here is the Neal Veterinary Hospital in Oklahoma City. They got a little bit of a surprise when a newborn puppy was born alive with six legs and is beating the odds day by day and seems to be surviving and thriving. Her name is Skipper, and she was born with just one head and a chest cavity, but she has six legs, all of which are responsive, like a normal puppy, two tails, two pelvic regions, two lower urinary tracts, which means you're going to be peeing twice as much, and two reproductive systems. Now, if that isn't the work of God himself, I don't know what is. That is an amazing little puppy. I mean, I'm looking at it here going, wow. I just want to play with the little toes. Aww. So, yeah. The hospital said that Skipper is believed to be the first canine with six legs to be born alive ever. And they're saying that, let's see here, it's possible that she, and more than likely, having six legs, it's going to cause a little bit of confusion and difficulty walking. So she'll probably need physical therapy and assistance with mobility as she gets older. But so far, they have a bright outlook for cute little Skipper. How would you like to find that little guy sitting on your doorstep? I would love it. Moving on, a Michigan hospital system is investigating gameplay during operations. And that gameplay is the price is wrong, bitch. No, just joking. It's the price is right. These dumbasses are playing the Price is Right with their patients. And I have no patience for that kind of shit. It said one of the games is Guess the Weight. And apparently it went more than just the operating room. Apparently an account on Instagram run by 35 obstetrics and gynecology residents in training at the Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids, Michigan, decided to start posting their Price is Right on Instagram. One of the pictures actually shows an organ removed in a cancer operation. One of the residents is quoted in saying, "The other game we play in the OR is Guess That Weight, where one And it applies to much more than just babies. As always, the Price is Right rules apply. So if you go over, you're out. The second post that showed up, both of which have been deleted, shows a doctor holding up this fibrous mass as his patient just lays on the table unconscious. He's holding up a mass for the camera. This isn't trophy hunting. This isn't, I'm going to win a goldfish at the carnival. This isn't, you're going to get a brand new car. And damn it, your name ain't Bob. So how about people cut the shit and actually do their job? That's probably the best thing that can be done. The actual account, it's not just the post, but the account is now deleted. And I wanted to show you the pictures. Spectrum Health says that they are very disappointed to learn that the surgical images were posted on Instagram, used by a group of residents, and they're taking steps to resolve the issue. Well, I hope that they shit can the doctors and the residents that were involved. Okay, maybe a slap on the wrist for the residents because they're just learning, but really they should know better. They should know better. You don't go around stealing somebody's kidneys. I know better than to do that, and I don't have any medical experience. Jesus. Ay, 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 ay. With that being said, we are going to cut to commercial break, and I will see you when we come back. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Back Porch USA. And we are continuing on with the second half of the show here. We're going to start it off with a little bit of a, you know, these people are dumbasses. Apparently the bosses, the big bosses of Scrabble, are working on banning words from the game of Scrabble, such as farting, boobies, ghoulies, fatso, arse, boffing, and wrinklies. Wrinklies, really? Because they find that the words are just too offensive. Just too offensive. The Scrabble associates across the world, including in the UK, are now compiling a list of 400 words that are going to be barred in Scrabble competitions. But the move has angered the players. Yeah. Craig Beavers, a 2014 champion, twice British champ, says that the woke brigade is ruining our game. And I feel ya. I feel you. We can't say he. We can't say she. We can't say it. We can't say half of what we used to be able to say. And it's just ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. So I encourage you, if you want to see good old words like boffing and boobies, to remain in the official Scrabble dictionary, to write in to the makers of the book. Write into the rule makers. Tell them what's what. Tell them they can fuck off with their banning of boobies and fatso. Ghoulies. What the hell's a ghoulie anyway? I know what a goonie is. And farting? Why? Farting. It is... okay. I would love to see somebody write, or not write, but put down gaseous expulsion. Wouldn't work. Two words. All right, moving on. We have, this is an interesting one. I'm just going to do a quick blip on this one. There was a fugitive that had escaped from prison. There we go. He escaped HMP Spring Hill Open Prison last year while serving a 17-year extended sentence for crimes including robbery and firearms offenses. Since fleeing the prison on November 28th, he was classed as wanted by the police, but nobody could ever find him. That is, until there was a call of a new video game that just so happened to lure him out into the open and into the city center. Police officers spotted him right when they spotted the police, and he is now going back to prison for an even greater extended stay because he assaulted two of the police officers and had to be restrained on the ground, all for Call of Duty. I like my video games, but don't be a dumbass. One, don't go to prison. Two, don't break out of prison. Serve your sentence. Be smart about it. Be a model prisoner. At least then you might get out on good behavior. But no, you got to be a dumbass and you got to run away and escape an open prison. An open prison. It just goes to show why open prisons don't work. Because anybody can just up and walk away. Well, anyways, he's back in prison, not in the open prison at that. And our final one for the night, I call this the drunken disorderly duo. A car belonging to a woman who drove into a ditch after leaving a bar was hit by a truck driven by none other than her own friend that was coming to help her. Both drivers tested double the legal limit, according to police reports in Nashville. Mrs. Natasha Nansel and I would hate to have this name. Mr. Melville Arndt are going to be serving their own sentence. Nansel admitted that she'd had a glass of wine and an espresso martini. Espresso martini? Oh my fuck nuggets. That is just disgusting. Yeah, and that put her well over the legal limit. And she wound up hitting the ditch while she was trying to look at, guess what? Her phone. I hate people who look at their phone while they're driving. You got more important things to look at. More important things. I could tell you stories about how I've gotten on to other people's cases about it. Like my dad. My dad, for instance. Middle of a dang blasted snowstorm. And I'm on my way to work with snow chains on my vehicle's tires. And my dad calls me up and he goes, you on your way to work? And I said, yeah, I am. He goes, well, I was just calling to let you know that it's really bad blizzard outside. So be careful driving. And he continued to talk. And I said, Dad, are you driving? Well, yeah. I says, quit talking to me. Hang up the phone and concentrate on driving. It's a blizzard outside. Well, anyways, getting back to Miss Natasha and her friend Melville. She called Melville for assistance when he arrived at the scene of the accident. He drove headlong into Natasha's personal vehicle. Arndt said that he only had two beers before driving. He reportedly blew a .191 and Nansel blew a .179 blood alcohol content. And the legal limit in Nashville is 0.08. So you tell me. I think it was more than just two drinks. That martini just went... That espresso martini just went straight to her head. Well, with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up. It's been a good episode. I'm sorry things are might seem a little bit off on this one. This is the first recording that I'm doing with special editing on the fly. So it'll get better with time. So bear with me. All right. I'll catch you on the flip side, folks. You take care out there.
Well, hey there. I hope you had a really good time tonight. I know I did. It was great as always. Thanks for tuning in to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. By the way, did you know that the squiggly line is called a tilde? I didn't. We're not going to use it. Don't forget that you can get a hold of me at thebackporchusa@gmail.com, as well as reaching out through facebook.com/thebackporchusa or the Facebook group, The Back Porch USA Productions Group. You can also leave me a voice message on anchor.fm/TBP-USA. for your chance to be featured on a future episode. The music that was used in the introduction was provided by Audiolib. It is called Dragon and Toast by Kevin McLeod. With that being said, Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side.